The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
And good evening, everybody. We had some exciting coverage earlier today when the Batesville girls got their victory up in when the Greensboro girls knocked off Batesville. But we have a big game coming up tonight for the boys as the Connersville Spartans are here to take on the Bulldogs. We've got both Bulldog teams in the same day, and we are very glad to be here. And we're joined with another exceptional guest analyst who's with us. It was Greensboro 59 and Batesville 46 earlier today. Keegan Hagg is here, and Keegan, welcome. We understand you've got some experience at doing this, and we're glad to have you.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here. Thanks to you and WRBI for having me on tonight. Excited to listen to bring you guys some basketball here tonight with Jim. I am a 2011 graduate of Ohio Media School in Cincinnati, but it's been quite a few years since I've helped broadcast a game, so hopefully I don't screw it up too badly tonight.
Oh, I don't think that's possible. You're always good at getting back on the bicycle or the horse, so I think you should have no problem at all. And we've got a couple good teams here to take a look at tonight. The Spartans of Connersville have struggled. They are under brand new, the legendary coach, whom we'll hear from in just a few minutes. And so they have kind of cleared things out, as he will tell you, and he's got all new personnel on the floor, basically. Also, the Bulldogs of Batesville are looking for their 10th victory on the season. Coach Aaron Garrett, very analytical, a thinking person's coach, as we've talked about quite a few times, and it's going to be a very interesting matchup here tonight. It really, honestly, could go any way, and we will hear from both coaches as we lead into this one in just a moment. First, it's going to be David McCullough of the Connersville Spartans, and we'll have him for you in just a moment. It is Connersville and Batesville in boys high school basketball tonight on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
And we're back with Connersville Spartans coach David McCullough. And coach, I understand you are essentially an institution in basketball across the state. And give folks an idea of the background.
I guess what you're talking about is I'm old and I've been coaching a long time, if that's what you mean by an institution.
Well, I think maybe legend is better.
That's definitely not better. I've coached a long time. I was at North Judson for a number of years. I spent a number of years at Noblesville, several years at Shenandoah. And here I am at Connersville, so I've done it a long time.
And from what I understand, the Spartans are really glad to have you. How's the progress going, putting the team, back together and looking for next year?
Well, I don't want to talk about next year. I want to talk about tonight.
All right. How about tonight against Batesville?
Well, you know, when Coach Brown left, so did a lot of good players. And so we've played some kids that haven't had a whole lot of varsity experience. So, you know, we're fighting through that. We're struggling through that. You know, we had some games where we competed really well but couldn't find a way to win them. We had some games where we didn't compete very well at all, to be honest with you. But, you know, we had some kids that and not spend any time playing at the varsity level. So, but we can't use that as an excuse much longer here because, you know, we're 3/4 of the way through the season almost. So, you know, I just want kids to come out, play hard, and play together. That's a big thing.
And what are some of the high spots that you have found? Who are some of the players that are really responding well and making progress for you?
Well, I think I think they're all trying to make progress and listen. You know, we're going to bring Blaine Hornsby off the bench tonight because he's been hurt and had a little sickness this week. But he was the only kid with experience coming back. You know, we're going to start Xander McHenry, who's a junior, and Hunter Allen, who's a sophomore, in the guard slots tonight. And Kevin Seeley's a senior, and Brady Cloyd's a senior, and Trot Davison. And so that's going to round out our starting lineup. And Blaine will bring off the bench, and Jaden Peterson, who's a junior. So, you know, we're playing a couple seniors. They just didn't have varsity experience. And then we're working in a couple sophomores and a few juniors. So trying to blend those guys together. And you know, we're still in the thick of the conference, so we want to come here and, you know, play well tonight.
Absolutely. I know Coach Garrett has great respect for you. What do you see in his team that maybe you can surprise Batesville with?
Well, I'm hoping they shoot about 10% from the field. But
that
I'm
would
not,
be handy,
I'm,
wouldn't it?
That'd be great. But I'm not. I don't see that happening. You know, well coached, does a good job. Got some good personnel. You know, got some kids that can shoot the ball, and you know, three kids averages 6 rebounds or more a game. And yeah, you know, that's kind of Achilles' heel for us because we're not very big, so we have to battle and scratch and claw. And so the boards are going to be a huge factor getting to shooters and trying to keep them off balance a little bit, maybe. And you know, obviously we're going to knock down some shots. And you never know about that. Sometimes the basket looks like it's 3 feet in diameter. Sometimes it looks like it's 3 inches in diameter. So I sure hope it looks like 3 feet tonight. So we'll see.
Absolutely, Coach. And I know, like I say, the Spartans are glad to have you. And a lot of folks are really expecting big things from you tonight and on in the future. Congratulations on the job. And I think a lot of folks are going to be excited about having you there.
Well, I appreciate that. But we want to put out a good product. That's our goal.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Coach.
Yep.
That's Coach David McCullough of the Spartans, and we'll be right back with Aaron Garrett in a moment on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
We are here for you.
At George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
And we're back with Coach Aaron Garrett of the Bulldogs. Coach, you're 9-3 coming in here. The Spartans have not had such a good season, only 3 wins so far. But, of course, anybody can surprise anybody at any time. What do you tell your players about this one?
It's an EIEC game, and these kids for Connersville, they've seen a lot of success ahead of them. And they play a tough schedule, Jim. Their schedule's really tough. And Coach Brown goes away, but then he's replaced by Coach McCullough, who this is his 40th year coaching varsity basketball.
Oh, my God.
One of the legendary coaches in the state, does a really nice job. So I've told my guys all week, it's been a tough practice week. We got to make that Greensburg win mean something by taking care of business tonight. And things got shuffled, obviously, yesterday with that game getting postponed. So we pivoted. We were able to practice yesterday, turn our sights onto Connersville. Had a good shoot around this morning, and I think we're ready to go.
Very good. So what do you need to do then to make sure you contain the Spartans and get your 10th victory?
We've got to dominate inside. We're gonna try to get the ball in the post very early in the game, establish the inside, and then work from the inside out. Then what we did really well against Greensburg, I felt, was dominate the boards, both defensive backboard and then crashing the offensive backboard. Connersville does not have a bunch of height or length, so we can get some extra possessions by crashing the offensive backboard.
And then what do you go for offensively when you get down there? Is there anything particular fans should be listening for that leads to a score for you?
I just want our guys to recognize they'll switch defenses quite a bit. They'll go from man to 2-3 to 3-2. He ran some 1-3-1. So we just got to recognize that, get our guys in the right spot, and attack it effectively and confidently. And as always, Jim, it's been a theme all year, limit the turnovers.
Absolutely. And you've had a bunch of young men who have been terrific in individual performances all season. Grunk, of course, is one. T-Lures, also Gus Brickle. Any of them can light it up at any time.
Yeah, it's been a fun group, been pretty consistent. Then you have performances like Gus's on last Thursday against Greensburg, where somebody steps up and has an above-average performance. So you can't – what I would find tough about defending us and playing us is you can't just take one guy away and disrupt everything we do. We've got six guys that play cohesively together, share the basketball, and teams are obviously trying to take away Cade. They're trying to take away Sam's jump shot. They're trying to limit Jack inside. If they tilt their defense any of those directions, we have other guys that can make them pay, and that's a fun team to coach.
Lots of weapons. It should be fun, Coach.
Thank you, Jim.
That's Coach Aaron Garrett, and we're right back to tip it off between Connersville and Baseville in just a moment on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Ready to tackle outdoor projects? Visit Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville, your go-to for quality outdoor equipment. Explore John Deere compact tractors, delivering power from 23 to 100 horsepower for both residential and commercial. Financing available with approved credit. Nobby Mower Shop, locally owned for 40 years, is your go-to for outdoor equipment, offering pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Nobby Mower Shop, your partner in power. Visit today and get those projects rolling.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Basketball here at Batesville High, and we're brought to you on WRBI by our outstanding group of sponsors, including Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate, also Batesville Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Gehrings. Jim Williams with
Keegan Hag.
And just have you introduce yourself yet again. And we have only seconds before the national anthem and the tip off. And Keegan, this should be a really outstanding game. It's going to be a real matchup, as you heard, of the Bulldogs trying to get things polished up and go for that 10th victory, and the Spartans looking to show people that they belong right in there with them.
Exactly, and the big thing for Connersville will have to be stopping Cade Kaiser, 16 points a game. You heard it in the interview from head coach Aaron Garrett. That's Connersville's number one goal, is to try to stop him.
It is going to be a tough battle, and we are going to find out in just a few moments who can do what to whom. It's going to be the Spartans and the Bulldogs in just a few moments when we tip things off. We're going to pause for a moment and be right back to tip off tonight's contest. So stay right where you are. You are on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
It's Jim Williams and Keegan Hag ready to bring you the Batesville Bulldogs and the Huntersville Spartans. It's going to be an interesting EIAC game. These two teams are, again, very close to each other in the standings, as Batesville is second only to East Central, and Connersville is a little farther down the list, but they are have a similar record. Batesville is 2-0 in conference play, and Connersville is 2-1. Although the records otherwise look very different, the entire season record for the Bulldogs is 9-3. The Spartans only 3-12. Taking a look at the starters for tonight for Connersville, it's going to be senior Kevin Seeley wearing number 24. Xander McHenry is a junior wearing 12. Sophomore Hunter Allen is going to be number 14 tonight. Senior Brady Floyd is 22. And senior Trot Davidson is number 30, as Coach McCullough mentioned to us. Starting lineup for the Bulldogs remains the same as it has been throughout the season. Number 3, Trenton Lures, the 5'9 sophomore, will be out there, along with 6'5 junior Cade Kaiser, who averages 16 points a game, and they are wearing numbers 3 and 20, respectively. 6'2 senior Sam Johnson is number 30. 5'10 senior Gus Prickle is number 11. He has a deadly three-point shot. And senior Jack Grunkmeyer, the baseball commit to Northwestern to play first base, is about 6'2. He is a senior. He is number 42. So, Keegan, this should be a really exciting EIAC game. And at this time of year, people get really, really cranked up because it's that time, you know?
It's that time of year. It's close to sectionals. Both these teams are trying to get a win tonight. Might be tough for Connersville, but you never know with games like this.
That's right. That's exactly right. And we have so much emotion. The Bulldog fans are on their feet right now. We have quite a few Spartan fans that have made the trip as well. And, of course, Batesville is a loud gym, as the band playing with only a small portion of their band up there. It really fills the room. So we've got the Spartans in red with white numbers and trim on the floor. And the Batesville cheerleaders are making way for the actual Bulldogs, whom we mentioned to come on out. And Grunkmeyer has more than just the white patches he's had on his shoulders throughout the season. He's got one of those on the left, but he now has a black pad on the right as well. Jumping against Kevin Seeley will be Cade Kaiser. And the tip goes to Kaiser and the Bulldogs, and we're underway. Trenton Lures brings it across midcourt in the opening seconds of this EIAC matchup. The great Brent Lee is in the studio, and we certainly thank him for being there. Here is Grunkmeyer trying to muscle his way around Trot Davidson toward the bucket, and Jack simply lost the handle on that ball, Keegan.
That's
goes
a great
right
start.
Back to the Spartans. Yeah.
That's a big guy to get a turnover right there, number 42. As you said, the Northwestern baseball commit.
So bringing it up for the first time is Hunter Allen, the sophomore for Connersville. Underneath and off the glass is Davidson, but that one goes just off the rim. He went over the rim, in fact, after he bounced off the window. So still scoreless, 7:32 to go in the first. Grunkmeyer and Lures now bring it up. Handling it on the right side is Gus Prickle, known for his three-point shooting. Kaiser missed a bunny shot, missed it twice. And pulled down there by Hunter Allen. Allen gets it up front. Yes, indeed. Gets it up front and now stolen away by Kaiser and Grunkmeyer. Cade drives baseline. He's one on two. Grunk comes in off the glass. Good for two. That's the first score of the game. Jack Grunkmeyer with it. It's 2-0. Connorsville brings it up, working against the defensive Kaiser. And picked off by Lures. Up front, two Kaiser all on his own. And he stuffs it home.
Slam dunk, their leading score right there. Beautiful turnover and a beautiful pass to set him up for that dunk.
And already Coach McCullough's seen enough and wants to chat with his Spartans. So we'll be right back after our advertisers chat with you as well on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen-printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
So the slam dunk by Cade Kaiser sets up a 4-0 lead for the Batesville Bulldogs, and already the first sub of the game is in. That's Braden Maple, the 6'1 sophomore, who has a deadly three-point shot as well. Bringing it up now for the Spartans is Allen. He goes over to his left side to Xander McHenry, handling the ball for the first time. Back in the hands of Hunter Allen. Underneath it goes, and there is a layup that drops in. Trot Davidson makes it happen. It's 4-2 now. Connorsville with their first score of the night. It's 6:17 to go in the first quarter. Lures over to his left. There is Sam Johnson with the ball for a moment, and then a long three attempt that is not good. Lures gets the rebound. Comes up in the corner. Gets it up front to Gus Prickle. Prickle is known for his trays this season. Lures on the left wing. Dribbles around. He decides to fire one from NBA range. It's in and out. Not good. Kaiser gets the rebound. Puts it back for two. Cade with 4 points so far. It is 6-2 Batesville.
There he is again. The guy they have to stop.
How about that? Unstoppable so far for sure. 5:42 to go in the first. Hunter Allen gets it up to McHenry on the left wing. Now coming out top is Kevin Seeley to handle it. Goes left of the lane. Back in the sure hands of Allen. Allen comes in for a layup and gets it. Left-handed and very nice one for Hunter, the sophomore there, for the score. So it's 6-4, Batesville. Prickle for three from the right wing, where he usually makes them. That is in and out, not there. Davidson on the rebound.
Connorsville's hanging tough early here.
Here come the Spartans. It is 6-4, and look at that. It's going to get tied as Kevin Seeley puts it in. We're knotted at six. Just under 5 minutes to go in the first period at Batesville High. Bulldogs did not expect this. Let's see what happens. Gus Prickle over to the right wing. That is, Sammy Johnson. Lures on the left side. Prickle back to Lures. Gus. Then it's Maple at the foul line. Extended off to the left side of the front court. Johnson once again. The deadly shot maker. And there is a bunny for Prickle that is in and out. Not good. Rebound down to the Spartans. Connorsville could take the first lead of the game for them right here. Hunter Allen handling that ball. Zone defense moving with him. Goes over to his left to Brady Cloyd. Touching it for the first time. Back to Allen. Spinning in the midst of three defenders. And now down to the corner for three. That is Brady Cloyd. And it's suddenly 9-6 Spartans.
That was a nice extra pass to get Brady Lloyd in wide open three. And Connorsville with the early lead, something Batesville definitely did not expect.
It might have been something that even Connorsville did not expect. Cloyd really put that down easily, and here is a foul on, Xander McHenry of the Spartans. Braden Maple comes back out for Batesville, and launching three from the corner, nailing it, that is Sam Johnson. suddenly tied at 9, 3.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter.
Off the assist of Cade Kaiser, who always provides extra help. Made that to a nice 3 for Sam Johnson.
Bulldogs say, if you can do it, we can do it better. At least they can do it equally. 3:16 to go in the first quarter. Allen to the free throw extended on the right side, gets it back. And now back in the hands of Kevin Seeley. Seeley has nowhere to go, gets it away on the right side. Back to Allen at the top. Now Seeley just outside the free throw circle. Seeley back up front to McHenry. No, Allen comes in. He is stuffed by Grunk. Jack dribbling it up on his own. Goes to Sam Johnson on the right wing. Cross court to Lures. T. Lou puts it up. Off the back of the rim, no. And pulling the rebound down is Seeley, the senior, with a nice leap there. He gets one underneath, and that is stuffed off the backboard by Kaiser. Comes down in the hands of Sam Johnson, and it looks like the foul on Connersville will go against Hunter Allen, the sophomore, his first.
It was Cade Kaiser averaging 2 blocks per game. Already has his first one here in the first quarter.
How about that block? That was intense and directly off the glass. Checking in for the first time tonight is Jaden Peterson, wearing number 5 for the Spartans. Lures gets the inbound pass in the backcourt. Prickles on the left wing, back to Tilu. Double team quickly. Kaiser at the free throw line, and underneath, he loops it to Sam Johnson, who has 5 points already. And it's 11-9 Bulldogs.
Another nice pass from Cade Kaiser.
2:06 to go in the first quarter. 11-9 Batesville. They might not have expected to be in a game with Connersville, but they sure are. Spartans giving them everything they could possibly want that perhaps they didn't think they were going to get. There's a nice deflection by Grunk once again. He launches one very far down court to Lures. Almost saved inbounds by the Spartans, but not quite. It's going to remain Batesville ball.
Grunk is making his presence known on defense early on here, already with 2 steals and a block.
And as we talked about, Jack, throughout the season, a physical presence inside. The bulk is something that you can't duplicate, and there's a nice rebound for Grunk on a long jumper that was not good. He is fouled and will be shooting 2 free throws.
Takes 2 guys to try to stop him there, and they couldn't do it.
This one charged to the Spartans' whom scoreboard? 23 is Blaine Hornsby. So Grunk on the stripe. First time tonight, first shot good. He's got 3 points. Braden Maple back in for Trenton Lures for Batesville. Maple, the utility 6th man. He can do it all. Second shot for Grunk, also good. He has 4 points, and it's 13-9 Batesville. Here comes Connersville. Jaden Peterson handling the ball for the first time. Gets it back to Hunter Allen. They're up near the midcourt line, going down to the left side to Seeley. At about the foul line, just right of the lane, is McHenry. And launching a long 3 and nailing it, Hunter Allen. 5 points in this first quarter. Big one there to make it 13-12.
All set up by another extra pass, and they just got a steal and a turnover.
Quick action for the Spartans, and mishandling it underneath was Allen, I believe, on the pass from McHenry.
It's going to go there to get an easy bucket. 14 wasn't ready for it.
So it's going to go back to the Bulldogs. Just under a minute to go here in the first quarter. 13-12 Batesville. Crickle with a pass left to Maple. And Braden thinks about a shot, doesn't take it. Crickle does take the 3. It's just off the rim, and Sam Johnson gets the rebound. Now to Kaiser for another tray. That's in and out, not good. Grunkmeyer attempts it, but McHenry comes down with that ball. 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. 13-10, the tenuous Bulldog lead here. 13-12, I should say. That's why it's tenuous. It's just 1 point. 20 seconds remaining in the quarter. Peterson had it for a moment. Over to Seeley on the right wing. Covered tightly by Prickle. Gus trying to stick with him wherever he goes, so McHenry gets a pass dropped off to him. 5 seconds remaining in the period. And over to Peterson, NBA three. Good. Jaden Peterson ends the quarter for Connersville with a lead. It is 15-13 Spartans over the Bulldogs. Second quarter action next on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams and Keegan Hagg back at Batesville High School, where we've got a heck of a ball game. And Jaden Peterson put a punctuation mark at the end of that first quarter with a tray as the buzzer sounded to give Connersville the lead 15-13. Keegan, what do you have? You've got a lot of numbers there.
They're making threes rain so far tonight. That was Connersville's third three of the first quarter. I don't think Batesville expected this kind of barn burner so far as we've seen. Batesville coming off a four-game win streak. Never take opponent lightly. And Connersville is showing that. As you said, it's this time of year.
Absolutely. Girls sectional draw coming up on Sunday. The guys in several more weeks, but still, it is late January. Hard to believe. 8 minutes on the clock. And the Spartans will have the ball to start the second quarter. Man who touched it last will touch it first. That is Jaden Peterson. He inbounds to Hunter Allen. And here come the Spartans. Double teamed on the right wing is Allen. Ball taken away from him by Kaiser on the floor, and he pops it loose. Now they're all diving for it.
Set the whole team on the floor right there trying to get that loose ball.
It's going to be a jump signal and the possession arrow going to the Bulldogs. So it's 15-13 Connersville, 15 seconds into the second quarter. And it's Lures back in the game, going to Braden Maple on the left wing, back to T on the right. Grunkmeyer tries to go baseline, and the foul there is going to be charged to Kevin Seeley, who didn't exactly trip Grunk, but he did foul him. Blocked his path in a big way. Checking in now for the Spartans, Brady Cloyd returns. And that is Cloyd, not Lloyd. Maple to inbound. Goes to Sam Johnson, who immediately puts up a three from the corner. It's not there, and Grunt can't get the rebound. Hunter Allen can for Connersville. Still 15-13 Spartans. 40 seconds gone here in this second quarter. Cloyd on the left wing. Dribbles back to the middle. Goes over to Peterson. Jaden looking for a receiver. He finds one in Lane Hornsby. And ball goes out of bounds just past Lane, so it's going to be Grunkmeyer to inbound for the Bulldogs. T. Lou brings it up. As the point guard, that's his job. Braden Maple has it on the left wing for a moment. Back to Trenton. And launching three is Maple. That's off the window and not there. Didn't even hit the rim. Peterson comes down with it. Hunter Allen on the right wing for Connersville. Now it's McHenry. Covered by Maple. Up front it goes to Cloyd. Back in the hands of McHenry. Jaden Peterson on the left side now of the Connersville front court. Covered by Lures. There's Cloyd. Cross-courts it to Allen. Now down to the right corner, and that is up for three from the hand of Griffin Wilson, who has just checked in. Maple lobs one back to Cade Kaiser. Not there. Lures launches three from the right side. Down for Batesville.
Deep three there from Trenton.
T. Lou with his first of the night. It's 16-15 suddenly. Batesville regaining the lead. 6:10 to go in the first half. And getting the Spartans set. And now directing traffic without the ball is Hunter Allen. Peterson gets the ball back to him. And Allen trips. Almost has it stolen away. Peterson picks it up. Back to Allen now. And at the foul line, it is Hornsby in for two. Blaine Hornsby with the score. Make that 17-16. Connersville now. 5:40 remaining in the half. Cade Kaiser, left wing. Braden Maple to Lures. Dribbles once, back to Braden, and he sees an opening. Nope, doesn't have a shot there. Going baseline, and now Maple is three from the left, and that is in. Braden Maple, deadly. Right there, it's 19-17.
Such an easy stroke right there for that easy three.
He's very casual with it, isn't he?
He is.
It's like, I do this every day, 100 times. Why not? And there is Jaden Peterson breaking a two-man defense for Baseville, and the ball stolen away by Grunkmeyer. And it looks like Grunk was fouled by, yes, by McHenry. Xander McHenry, who now has his second personal.
Baseball has a swarming defense. You think Braden Maple's about to make that shot, then all of a sudden three Bulldogs come in and take it away from him.
Clock rolling at 5:02 to go in the half. 19-17 Baseville. Peterson tips the ball away from Crickle, and I believe they're going to charge him with a foul. Yes, they are. Number five with his first. Third team foul on the Spartans in this quarter. 4:55 left in the half. Lures, right wing. Over to Frickle on the left. Launching three, Sam Johnson. Not there. High off the rim into the hands of Jaden Peterson. Peterson brings it up with Seeley. Back to Jaden. He launches a tray, nails it. Peterson with his second of the night. One in each quarter so far. It's 20-19. Connersville. 4:28 to go as the Bulldogs work it around. Grunk on the baseline. Doesn't have a shot. Throws it right into Peterson's hands. And Jaden tries to break through a Batesville double team. It's taken away by Prickle. And then Johnson has it. Sam looking to get a pass. He does. He gets it back to Gus. Now Johnson gets it back. Launches his own tray. It's off the rim. Not there. Grunk has the rebound. It's up front to Lures. That was on the right side. Over on the left to Prickle. Lures on the right now. Back to Prickle. Johnson. In his three-point spot, did not have a shot there. Lures on the right side, up against the defensive Allen. 3:50 remaining in the half. And Peterson picks off another one, tries to throw it out of bounds off the Bulldogs. Can't do it. Cade Kaiser up for three. No. And saved inbounds by the Spartans, Hunter Allen.
Peterson just about had his second steal. He's really making his presence felt.
He gets it to Kevin Seeley, who brings it up court. 3:34 to go in the half. And driving in for a layup that will count is Blaine Hornsby. They're going to say he was fouled in there by, I believe, Grunkmeyer. Yes, it is Jack's first. And the first team foul on the Bulldogs tonight. The shot, good for Hornsby. Completes his three-point play. He has 5 points all here in the second quarter. It's now a four-point lead, 23-19 for Connersville. A lot of Bulldog fans would not have anticipated this. Prickle over to Trenton Lures. NBA three, good. Lures with six all this quarter, all from long range. 23-22 now. 3:08 to go. Here is another tray from the left side for Connersville. That's Brady Cloyd, his second of the game. They are raining down in a big way. 26-22. 2:50 remaining. Two off the glass for Cade Kaiser on a drive. He's got six on the game. 26-24. Man alive. We may have a high-scoring shootout here tonight.
We might. That's what you want to see on a Saturday night basketball.
Peterson goes over to the right side to Hornsby. Back to Hunter Allen on the left wing. Launching another tray. Cloyd! Brady Cloyd with three threes in this first half. It's 29-24 Connersville. Baseville needs to do something. Coach Garrett trying to yell it to him. Trent Lures goes over to the left. Gets it away to Kaiser. He puts up three. Front of the rim, not there. Pulled down by Jaden Peterson. Quickly outlets up the front. And layup backwards, not good. Matt by Kevin Seeley. And is now down front and in for two. Grunkmeyer. And there's three from the corner for Sam Johnson. Johnson with his second of the game and 8 points overall, 29-27. Connersville now. Golly. Hunter Allen to Jaden Peterson on the right wing between the circles. Doesn't have a pass. Gets it back to Allen on the left side. Covered out there by Crickle. Peterson covered by Lures. They're just tossing it back and forth to see where they've got an opening, where they're going to have people running. Seeley brings it back up front now. Covered by Prickle. Driving on Gus and high off the glass. Not there. There's going to be a foul before the shot, I believe. Maybe as the shot was going, that is going to be on Gus. His first, second team foul on the Bulldogs. And the first free throw for Kevin Seeley is not good. High off the back of the iron. Allen gets a break, and Xander McHenry's back in the game for Connersville. What a contest we have here at Batesville High. Second shot is good for Seeley. Makes it 30-27. Minute 10 remaining in the half. Bringing it across midcourt is T. Lou. Goes over to Kaiser. Crickle on the wing. No pass there and no shot. Sam Johnson comes up to get it. Kaiser on the right, covered by McHenry. And there is Peterson stepping right in front of a pass to Lures. Almost had the steal, but then Lures got it back. And taking it down on the baseline is Johnson. Knocked out of bounds by the Spartans, but they're going to say it went off the Bulldogs. Wow. 30-27 remains our score. 49 seconds exactly remaining in the half.
Kyle, so making their presence known on the defensive side of the ball tonight.
Kevin Seeley bringing the ball across midcourt now for Connersville in the face of Kaiser. Cade sticking right with him. Kevin hands it away to Jaden Peterson. Peterson covered by T. Lures. Almost a screen there. Grunkmeyer steps in to absolve that. And getting it once again up front is Seeley. Now from the corner on the right side. Again, a fourth try of the game for Brady Cloyd. 33-27. Connersville, 12 seconds remaining in the half. 33-27. T. Lou at midcourt. Here is Kaiser driving in for a layup, one on three. He can't hang on to the ball. Everybody dives for it. Sam Johnson puts a three up at the horn, and it is not good off the rim. Wow, our score at the end of one. At the end of a half, I should say. Jeez, the two quarters have gone by quickly. It is Connersville 33, Batesville 27. Catch my breath, and Keegan Hag and I will be back to recap the half for you in a moment. This is 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Is a baby in your future? At Margaret Mary Health, they know that having a baby can be one of the most exciting, yet also nervous, times of your life. That's why Margaret Mary Health offers expectant parents free prenatal classes and breastfeeding support. There's nothing more special than bringing a new life into this world. Let Margaret Mary Health help make it as perfect as possible. To learn more, visit Margaret Mary Health online at mmhealth.org. That's mmhealth.org.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville. This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
This first half has been a show, all right. Late in the regular season, the Connersville Spartans have come to play at Batesville High against the Bulldogs. Connersville leads 33-27 at halftime. thanks to the incredible three-point shooting of their squad. Jordan Peterson has two trays. Brady Cloyd has four. Three of them in the second quarter alone. The Bulldogs are shooting more threes than usual. 6 points for Trent Lewis that way. And Sam Johnson also has two, and Braden Maple has one. But wow, Keegan Haag, this has been a circus practically with all the three-point balls that have been in the air.
Tell you what, it is cold outside, but it is hot in this gym right now, especially from behind the arc. How could you not be impressed by Brady Cloyd? Four threes, as you said. He is just making them rain tonight.
And it is effortless, it appears, for Brady. It's like, oh, I happen to have the ball. I'll happen to shoot it, and bam, it drops down from three-point range. Incredible. Let's take a look at the scoring individually in the half. It was Cloyd with 12. He leads all scorers in the game, and certainly his Spartans. Also with a pair of trays, Jaden Peterson, who has done some great defensive things as far as steals and such so far as well. Hunter Allen has five, so does Blaine Hornsby. A two and a free throw makes 3 points for Kevin Seeley. Blaine Hornsby again has five. Oh, and with two, there is Trot Davidson, who had one of the earliest baskets in the game. For Batesville's Bulldogs, two trays and a bucket for Sam Johnson. He's got eight to lead the Bulldogs. 4 2-pointers for Cade Kaiser. He has the capability of hitting three, of course, himself as well. Two trays in the second quarter for Trenton Lures. He's got six, and one for Braden Maple. He's got three. 13 points in the first quarter for Batesville versus 15 for Connersville. 18 for Connersville in the second quarter, and 14 for Batesville. That's where we stand at halftime, 33-27. So, Keegan, any thoughts on how Batesville is going to get back to tie and then surpass the Spartans? It seems like they're going to have a lot of effort and a ton of defense that they haven't shown in that first half.
Exactly. Just have a better opportunity on defense, trying to make those threes come down so easily for Connersville. And on the offensive side, they need second-chance shots. What Connersville has been doing really good is not letting them have a second opportunity. They've been grabbing a lot of defensive rebounds and getting that ball back, not allowing Batesville, who scores early and often, to get a second chance.
So it's going to be an interesting second half indeed, and it's going to come your way in about 5 real-time minutes. We do want to remind you of more action coming up on WRBI. Of course, we have Coach's Corner, where Terrence Arney will discuss with his guests, including Aaron Garrett, all the action of this weekend. And, wow, Terrence may be listening to this one and just be amazed at the way it's going with all those threes raining down. Then we've got on Tuesday, Jacksonville girls at South Ripley. Rob Moorhead and Rob LaFerry will bring you that one. On Thursday, it is Switzerland County at Oldenburg in girls play, and Rob and Terrence will have that for you. Then on Friday, I'll be offering the color to Terrence at North Decatur. He is right here to take on Batesville. So we have a ton of hoops continuing this season on WRBI. It doesn't stop till we get all the way through both state tournaments. And, of course, the girls' sectional draw is coming up on Sunday. That's going to be very interesting to see which teams go where and who likes the particular draws that they get in those. Keegan, you've heard these sectional matchup draws for several years. What kind of noise, I guess, do the coaches and players make about them?
I think they just, it's like you said, they want to know who they draw. They want to be able to have a good draw. That way they know they can have a good start to the sectional tournament.
So they just kind of accept whatever it is? Nobody protests or anything?
Nope, I guess they have to accept what they have.
I've had some coaches and players in some states that might try to differ with the way the slip was drawn or something like that. So it should be very interesting indeed as we get close to the end of the girls' season and the boys continue right along. Again, all those games coming up in the next week for you. We invite you to stay right where you are because we are going to have a wild and crazy second half here at Batesville High. Again, at the intermission, it is Connersville 33, Batesville 27. The Bulldog fans seem somewhat stunned, and they're going to be pulling for their club to try and put on some kind of surge and get something going early in the second half. We'll be back to get that half underway for you in just 2 minutes here on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell your cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Baseball Bulldog basketball brought to you tonight by Heisen's Family Pizza, the home of Coach's Corner, Monday night at 6. Also by SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, by Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, and by Margaret Mary Health. So, Keegan Hagg, we've got 20 seconds before these teams come out to start the second half, and I can only predict a wild, unpredictable second half like we had in the first. I don't think any Bulldog fan here, and they're very, very quiet, except for the band, anticipated the Spartans of Connersville putting on such a show.
Definitely not. You can see it in the fans, and you can see it on the Connersville kids' faces. They are in this game, and they feel like they can win this game.
They are leading, and they will get the ball to start this third quarter. Kevin Seeley to inbound on the sideline as we switch directions, and the red and white clad Spartans are going to be going from our left to right, and the white-shirted Bulldogs will be going from our right to left. The first pass from Seeley goes into Hunter Allen, and we are underway. Hunter coming across the line, going over to the left side to Xander McHenry. Back to McHenry now from Allen, and to the foul line, it was Seeley. Goes over to the right side to Xander McHenry. And in the game for the first time, for the second time, is Trot Davidson. Trot was out for a while after starting the game. And we have jump ball as the Bulldogs battle him for it, battle Davidson for it, who is quickly replaced by Blaine Hornsby. And the jump goes to the Bulldogs. Jack Runkmeyer gives it to two lures, and Batesville brings it across. Prickle on the left wing now. Kaiser is also in, along with Sam Johnson. Here's Gus Prickle. No place to go or shoot. Gets it back to Lures on the right wing. Bounce pass inside to Grunkmeyer. He's double-teamed. And the ball is deflected right into the hands of Grady Cloyd, who's made four threes in the game so far. Throwing it off the knee of one of the Bulldogs. It comes down to Lures. Now Kate Kaiser has it on the left side. Hands it away to Lures once again. Back up to Prickle between the circles. Now it's T. Lures for three. Off the front of the rim. Not there. pulled in by Blaine Hornsby. No score yet in this third quarter. It's 33-27 Connersville. Xander McHenry on the left wing. Gets it to Cloyd. Handling it momentarily is Hornsby. He's got a brace on his right shoulder as well, or a big bandage there. And up off the glass for two. The second opportunity goes down for Hornsby. It's now 35-27. .6:19 to go in the third. And the Bulldogs put one down from three. Makes it 35-30 and timeout on the floor on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Immerse yourself in outdoor bliss with Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville. Your green haven awaits with top brands like John Deere, Grasshopper Mowers, and more. Explore John Deere compact tractors from 23 to 100 horsepower, perfect for any lawn. Financing available too. Nobby Mower Shop, 40 years strong, offers pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Your dream outdoor space starts here. Nobby Mower Shop, turning lawns into havens. Visit today and let the transformation begin.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Drew Williams and Keegan Hagg back at Batesville High School, where the Bulldogs have crawled a little bit closer. Only behind five now, 35-30 on that tray from Trenton Lures just before the timeout. 6:13 to go here in the third quarter. And it's going to be Connersville ball. Spartans want to rebuild from this five-point lead. Xander McHenry has it back to Hunter Allen. Being covered in the backcourt. They get near the 10-second line, finally get it across just before the 10, and there's a travel on the part of Kevin Seeley as he drove toward the bucket. So the ball's turned over to the Bulldogs. And Jack Brunkmeyer will inbound it to Lures. Just under 6 minutes to go in the third now. Again, Batesville trailing Connersville 35-30. And the pass inside intended for Sam Johnson. Deflected by one of the Spartans. And Jaden Peterson checks back in. He'll be replacing Seeley for the moment. Inbounding on the baseline are the Bulldogs. They get it into Grunk. And now here is Cade Allen. Cade Kaiser, rather, from the free throw line for two. That one was a solid shot. And it's now 35-32. Connersville. Jaden Peterson passes up front to Cloyd. He's double-teamed and almost a steal, but they're going to call that a foul on Johnson, as he bumped right into Hunter Allen of the Spartans. Johnson with his first foul. And there are only three team fouls in the game on Batesville. Some tough defense, but not overly aggressive. 5:25 to go in the third. Peterson on the right wing. Gets it back up front to Cloyd. Now over to Hunter Allen on the left. Peterson comes through in the corner. Almost trapped down there by Johnson, and then he gets it in the lane, and it is Hunter Allen trying to put up a jump shot that was knocked out of his hands by Cade Kaiser, and then Allen knocks it out of bounds, so it will be Kaiser to inbound on the baseline. What do you think, Keegan?
Tell the Bulldogs did not like the defense they played in the first half, and you can tell by how hard they're trying here in the second half. No more easy buckets for Connersville.
That's what Batesville would like to see. Let's see if they can make it happen and get some scores of their own. Here's Gus Prickle from the free throw line up for two. No, it's off the rim on the back. And that's something he makes on a regular basis. Xander McHenry gets the rebound, brings it up for Connersville. Xander about 5'6", it appears. There's Jaden Peterson on the right wing. Cloyd with four threes and gets it away inside the foul line to Hunter Allen, who fumbles the ball, picked up by Sam Johnson. Johnson to Grunkmeyer. It's Prickle now. Back to Johnson, who dribbles behind his back past Peterson, and the layup is off the back of the iron, not there. And we should say that Johnson is averaging about 6 points per game, 6 rebounds per game, we should say, for the Bulldogs. Nobody was there to get that rebound. It's still 35-32 Connersville. McHenry over to Peterson. That's a bunny shot, and it's good. Jaden Peterson with his eighth point of the game, and he makes it 37-32 in favor of Connersville. Here is Grunk just outside the free throw circle going to Cade Kaiser. Cade drives in for a layup, and he could see the defense coming at him. Played it well. He got fouled and will be at the stripe for two. Foul assessed to Blaine Hornsby. His second of the game for Connersville. Kaiser on the stripe. 2 points so far this quarter. Make it three. Nine for the game as his first one goes down. Kevin Seeley checks back in for Connersville as Hornsby heads over to talk to Coach McCullough. Second shot for Cade. In and out. Not there. Rebounded by Sam Johnson. Put back in for two. Johnson with 10 points now in the game. And the Bulldogs draw closer at 37-35. 3.5 minutes to go here in the third. Johnson with an alert play off the missed free throw. And here is Seeley coming in for a nice feed and making it a four-point margin again, 39-35. Now it's Johnson passing over to Lures on the right wing. Back up front to Gus Prickle. Prickle in the circle. Over to Lures. Covered by Peterson. Covered tightly by Peterson. No foul there. And now Peterson's on Johnson. Equally close. Cade Kaiser, left wing. Grunkmeyer at the foul line. Backs it out to Sam Johnson. No path inside. Grunk is underneath. Prickle in the left corner. Up for three. Nails it. Gus Prickle, his first score of the night. It is one of his trademark trays. It's now 39-38. Number 11 putting it down. 2:26 to go in the third. Connersville gets it down to the right corner. This in the hands of Seeley. It runs off his foot and out of bounds. Sam Johnson can't quite save it, but he touched it last, so it's still going to be Connersville ball. Kaiser gets a rest, and Braden Maple checks in for him. 39-38, Spartans. 2:20 remaining in the third. Peterson to inbound. Running out of seconds, and he finally does get it into Hunter Allen. Goes out of bounds. They say off the Bulldogs. Bulldogs can't believe that. But that's the way it's going to go. It will be red ball. Peterson to inbound again. 2:19 on the clock. There is a bunny shot from the left side. Put up by Hornsby. Pulled down by Grunkmeyer. Here's Braden Maple going in for the layup. Off the glass, over the rim, and he was fouled, so he's got two free throws coming. Braden heading for the stripe. And the foul is the second team foul of the half for Connersville. And is charged to Hunter Allen. First shot for Braden Maple is good. Ties our score at 39. 2:08 to go in the third. Now, can the Bulldogs take a lead? They can. Braden Maple with five on the game. It is 40-39 Bulldogs now. See what the answer is from the Spartans. Double team at midcourt. And Allen gets it away to Jaden Peterson, who fumbles the ball. Gives it away to Kevin Seeley. Underneath, back to Peterson. And in for two from short layup range is Blaine Hornsby. Hornsby makes it 41-40. Now the Bulldogs have it, and Grunkmeyer puts it up. He's fouled hard, but no call. And fighting for that ball on the floor. Timeout called by Coach Garrett before a foul can be called as everybody falls on Grunkmeyer. So, Keegan, what are your thoughts right here? It's 41-40, and what an entertaining game.
Very entertaining game. Just what you want to see. The defensive intensity has picked up a bunch for both teams here in the third quarter. It's nice to see for both teams fighting for it even on the floor.
Absolutely. No jump ball there, though, because Coach Garrett called the timeout before there could be a whistle. Minute 35 to go in the third. This game's moving along very quickly. Get everybody home for plenty of sleep tonight. But wow, what a contest it is in the EIAC. And Brady Cloyd has not shot in the second half so far. He had four threes in that first half, three of them in the second quarter. That really seemed to nail the Bulldogs. It's going to be interesting to see if the Spartans can get him loose. Four shots, but Brady's now on the sideline. So it is Bulldog ball. They inbound under their own bucket to our left. Goes into Kate Kaiser. Now up front to T-Lewis. Maple on the left wing. Lofts it gently to Grunkmeyer. Jacks at the foul line. Comes back out to T-Lew. Back to Grunk. Trenton has it again at the B logo in midcourt. There's Prickle. Back to Lures. Maple on the right wing. Baseball being very deliberate here. No doubt as advised by Coach Garrett during that timeout. Minute remaining in the third quarter. Braden Maple into the lane. Back up front it goes to Lures. Braden looks for it again. Now it's Grunk at the foul line and extended left. Cade Kaiser to the foul line for two. In and out, no good. Grunk battles for the rebound, gets it. Maple for three, and it's just off the rim at the back. Putting it back up is Kaiser, and he's fouled, going to be shooting two. That's the kind of action Cade Kaiser was poised for right there. And the foul charged to Xander McHenry. I believe that should be Xander's third. It is. 40 seconds remaining in the third quarter. It's 41-40. Connersville. Cade Kaiser on the strike. First one, not good. He'll try again to tie the game. Second one's away and crawls off the right side. Grunk rebounds. Back to Kaiser, over to the left side to Braden Maple. Still Bulldogs ball, 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. Trailing 41-40 they are to the Connersville Spartans, who for a three-win team are putting up a heck of a contest tonight. Gus Prickle hanging on to that ball. It's under 20 seconds as the Bulldogs just want to kill clock. Now he's got some people moving. Dribbles right with the ball himself. Comes back left. Gets it away to Kaiser. Kaiser goes by McHenry. Inside to Grunk. Bounces off Peterson's hands and into those of Xander McHenry. Foul. Discharge to the Bulldogs. And that's going to be on Grunk, his second of the game. So that just turns the ball over to the Spartans. And McHenry fires an NBA three that's short, and that is the end of the quarter. Going into the fourth, it is Connersville leading Batesville 41-40 at Batesville. What a game it has been. You're in for an exciting fourth period. It is next on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back at Batesville High, starting the fourth quarter of this boys' game between the Batesville Bulldogs and the Spartans of Connersville. Keegan Hagg, this has been a wild, wild ball game. What do you see going into the fourth?
Absolutely has. What I see going in the fourth, Connersville's trying to keep their lead. Batesville's trying to steal it. Batesville's defense picked up a lot better, allowing only 8 points to Connersville that third quarter.
And Batesville scored 13 in the third, so that's how we're at 41-40. Connersville has the ball, and Jaden Peterson has it at the top to start. He bounce passes it inside to Xander McHenry. Almost knocked away by Lewis, but picked up by Hunter Allen. And now it's inside. No shot there for big number 23, Blaine Hornsby. And it's going to be a foul on Gus Prickle of Batesville, his second of the game. First of this fourth quarter. And Jaden Peterson will inbound on the side. And stepping over and back is Hunter Allen, but no call. Coach Garrett saw it just as we did. McHenry gets the pass, almost clocked by Grunkmeyer there. Up front to Allen, now it's Peterson on the left wing. He crosses over to Xander McHenry again. 7:20 remaining in regulation, 41-40. And that is Hornsby. And now it's over to Peterson on the right wing, inside to Hornsby, no shot. McHenry comes in for a 12-footer from the left side, not there, rebounded and put back for two by Kevin Seeley. 43-40 our score. Here come the Bulldogs, trailing by three on their home floor, 6:55 to go in regulation. Cade Kaiser drives baseline, gets a pass, almost out of bounds, had to be saved in, unfortunately, for the Bulldogs to win it in the hands of Jaden Peterson. Hunter Allen for three, off the front of the rim, not there. Rebounded by Sam Johnson, who is fouled as he comes up the floor at midcourt. Johnson really hustling in there, Keegan.
He sure was. Not allowing that fast break.
Yeah, they tripped him up before he could break very far, that's for sure. First foul of the game on Trot Davidson, who's back in for Connersville. And the officials are waiting on a clarification at the scores table. Make sure they've got the possession arrow right is what I think the officials were saying. Grunkmeyer to inbound at midcourt to T. Lewis. Trenton gets it across to Prickle. Inside the pass from Johnson. Tried to go to Kaiser, but it was picked off. And so here come the Spartans again. The Connersville Spartans really outplaying their record here tonight. They look like a super sharp ball club. 6:22 to go in regulation. 43-40. Connersville with the lead. There is Seeley with a pass back to McHenry on the left wing. Now down to Hornsby. Back up front it goes. Now Peterson just left of the lane, covered by Grunk. Dribbles around the front himself. Seeley has it once again. McHenry, right wing, to the foul line. It is Hornsby. And launching the three and off the rim. That was Kevin Seeley. And it goes out of bounds to the Bulldogs. Grunkmeyer walking slowly to the baseline. The Bulldogs don't seem excited at this point. T. Lewis looks tired as well. He gets the inbound pass. Brings it across midcourt. Looks like not as much fire for the Bulldogs, and that could be a problem for them. 5:40 remaining in regulation. 43-40, they trail. The three-win Connersville Spartans. Sam Johnson gets the cross-court pass. Over to Gus Prickle. Now rocketing one inside on a bounce is Lewis. It's picked off by Jaden Peterson. And here come the Spartans. McHenry on the left wing now. Back up to Peterson. 5:18 to go. Underneath is Hornsby, and he doesn't have a shot. Taken away by Gus Prickle. And out ahead of the crowd is T. Lewis. And they're going to say he traveled with it.
I think so.
That's what they're going to say. They're going to say he carried that for about half a step. So it is McHenry on the inbound to Jaden Peterson. Just over 5 minutes remaining in regulation. 43-40. Connersville retains the lead. McHenry gets it into the foul line to Hornsby. Over to the right corner to Cloyd. With four trays in that first half, he has not shot in the second. Throws it off one of the Bulldogs to keep the possession. Alert play by Cloyd. Peterson to inbound now. Right in front of the Spartan bench. He goes to Hornsby. Now it's back to Kevin Seeley. And now it's Cloyd. And the Spartans want to eat clock now. 4:40 remaining. And spinning at the foul line for a two. It's not there. Leaping high for the rebound is Sam Johnson, and he gets it for Batesville. It's Grunkmeyer on the right wing. Now into the hands of Lewis. Crickle for three. Gus doesn't hit it. Kaiser gets the rebound. Rocketing a pass inside intended for Grunk was Lewis, picked off by Cloyd of Connersville. And the Red Clad Spartan fans are very pleased, and it's timeout on the floor. Keegan Hagedy will be right back in 30 seconds on WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
4:16 to go in regulation here at Batesville High. It's boys basketball on WRBI with the Connersville Spartans, who've only won three games all season, looking at maybe winning their fourth as they lead the Batesville Bulldogs 43-40. Keegan Hagg, you've got some numbers, and what do they show you at this point?
The turnovers have been the difference in the second half. There's been four Batesville turnovers, which is why Connersville has been able to keep their lead.
Yep, you don't want to be throwing the ball away. Let's see what happens. Braden Maple is back in the game for Batesville, replacing Lewis for the moment. Johnson, Crickle, Kaiser, and Grunkmeyer are in there with him. Caden Peterson gets the inbound pass for Connersville. 4:10 remaining, 43-40. And there's a nice double-team trap at midcourt, but he gets the pass away to Peterson, and the ball's batted around in the foul lane. And who comes up with it? It's going to be the Spartans, and I think they're going to call a foul on Cade Kaiser here. They are going to call a foul on Cade Kaiser. And I believe that's Cade's first of the game. It is. 3:58 to go in regulation. 43-40. The Connersville lead remains. Peterson gets the pass in the backcourt. Brings it across the midcourt line. He's got McHenry double-teamed on the left side. Over to Seeley. He's now double-teamed. Now it's back to McHenry. Sam Johnson on him. Can't get a pass or a shot. And he throws it back through the hands to Cloyd. Seeley dribbles to his right. Covered by Kaiser. And inside, a nice bounce pass from Peterson into the hands of Blaine Hornsby for two. That makes it 45-40. Connersville bringing it back up quickly are the Bulldogs. And three goes off the front of the rim from the hand of Sam Johnson. It's not good. Foul underneath on Connersville. This will be a second of the game on Kevin Seeley. And so it remains Bulldog ball. Gus Prickle to inbound. On the baseline, 3:16 remaining in regulation. Batesville trailing 45-40 on their home floor. Sam Johnson with it on the right wing. Goes down to the corner to Maple. Brings it back up front. Crickle on the left side to Kaiser. Inside to Grunk. He hasn't enforced a physical presence inside. Launching a three and nailing it after a wild bounce is Gus Crickle. His second of the night and the second of the half. It makes it 45-43 now. Great one there for Gus. And the Spartans have the ball on the baseline to our left. The inbound from Hornsby goes to Peterson, back to Blaine Hornsby. They're going to bring it up to midcourt. That is Xander McHenry. And they finally get it across in the hands of Kevin Seeley. Seeley on the left wing, looking for a receiver, goes back to Peterson. 2:36 remaining. Batesville trailing Connersville by two, 45-43. And Kaiser picks the ball off in the backcourt. Crickle brings it up quickly now for the Bulldogs. Down to the corner, it goes to Maple. Launching three from the right side, Sam Johnson. Not good, off the rim. Maple saves it inbounds. Can somebody get it quickly enough? And Crickle is down there. Bulldogs tried to call a timeout before a jump ball could be declared, but they do declare a jump ball, and the possession arrow goes to the Bulldogs. Wow.
It's incredible resilience right there from the Bulldogs to keep that ball.
What a series it was. Yes, indeed. Grunkmeyer to inbound now. He goes into the backcourt, which is legal in that situation, to Gus Prickle. 45-43, Spartans. 2:10 remaining in regulation. Cade Kaiser on the left wing. Finds an opening, puts up a jumper from the left side. He hits in and out. Not there. Kevin Seeley with a rebound for Connersville. Peterson now. Back to Seeley. Minute 55 on the clock. From the left wing, it goes back to Seeley. Now to the right to Peterson. Back to Seeley. Hornsby is at the foul line, not getting a pass. Peterson comes in, tries to bounce it to him now, and Grunkmeyer picks that off on the floor. Minute 39 to go. Here come the Bulldogs. Prickle up to Cade Kaiser. Underneath it goes to Braden Maple for two. Good on the layup.
What a pass.
Braden Maple, as that pass threaded the needle, literally, and Coach McCullough calls a timeout. And Keegan Hag, what are you seeing with the figures? That was a genius pass.
Beautiful pass right there. Nice touch. Thread the needle, as you said. Wasn't an easy pass, but able to tie it up with that.
So we are at 45 all with a minute 27 to go in regulation. And you want to be with Terrence Arney for Coach's Corner Monday night at 6 at Ison's Family Pizza in Batesville. It is going to be a wild show. Of course, you are invited to join us for the program. Love to have a big crowd there. And Terrence will be talking to Coach Aaron Garrett and many more for the, I don't know, umpteenth week of the many years of Coach's Corner. And this should be a big one indeed. Aaron Garrett is one of the coaches who will be there. And wow, Keegan, this is a heck of a ball game. Welcome to your first on WRBI.
It's a great first game to be at right here. Couldn't ask for anything better. It's going to be a wild last minute 27.
So it is Maple, Prickle, Johnson, Kaiser, and Grunkmeyer for Batesville. T. Lors is on the sideline for Connersville. It will be Hornsby, Peterson, Allen, who's back in. McHenry is going to be inbounding the ball, and Kevin Seeley. Ball comes into Peterson. Minute 24 left. Tied at 45. Here come the Spartans. Crossing midcourt is McHenry. Goes into Hornsby. Now it's McHenry again. Back to Peterson at midcourt. Throws it away. Oh, they're going to say it went off. Braden Maple. Braden can't believe that he touched the ball. Says he did not. But the officials say he did. Look who's checking in for Hunter Allen. It is Brady Cloyd, the three-point meister of the first half. See what happens here. Minute 7 remaining, 45 all. Could have OT, could have a sudden dagger. Peterson to right of the foul lane to Hornsby. Back up to Jaden. 55 seconds. McHenry double-teamed. Back to Peterson. Back to McHenry. Grunk knocks it away from him, and they're going to claim that's a foul. It looked like all ball. That's what Jack says, too, but that's his fourth personal of the game. 50 seconds remaining on the clock, and 6 tenths if you want to be careful about it. And there is a fumble on their own by the Spartans. Not able to get quite to that ball as Blaine Hornsby goes out of bounds off him. And that will be Bulldog ball. We'll stay here. Keegan, what a way to finish. It's 49.6 seconds remaining, tied at 45. And the Bulldogs, what are Coach Garrett and his colleagues thinking about in that huddle?
They want to try to set up a nice shot. Maybe they'll take the last 48 seconds to put up a last-minute shot. Maybe they'll try to get a 2-for-1. Not sure what he's talking about here. Just know they're going to try to make a game-winning shot somehow as we're still tied at 45.
And, of course, as you know, throughout the season, when the Bulldogs have been on from three-point range, their shots have gone down easily with Cade Kaiser, Sammy Johnson, and they have been relatively quelled, certainly in this second half. Sam had two in the first. Trenton Lures had two in the second quarter alone, and then one in the third. Many more three balls than usual. Two in this half for Gus Prickle. So any of the Bulldogs could put the dagger shot up, but then how much time do they leave on the clock for the Spartans?
True, you don't want to leave too much time on the clock, especially with how many threes that Connorsville made early. If you put the ball in Sam Johnson's hands, 40% from behind the arc, does he take that last second shot?
Aha. So, many questions. We have questions. But we also have 49 seconds on the clock and 6/10. The Spartans come out of their huddle first. Grunkmeyer will inbound in the backcourt for the Batesville Bulldogs. Coach Garrett wants Sam Johnson back there to receive the pass. He is, and Sam misses it. Missed the pass. And McHenry is there for a layup for Connorsville. It's 47-45. That was a bad mistake. Let's see if the Bulldogs can recover. No! Wow. Kate Kaiser tried to make a pass. It was picked off by Allen. And this is going to be a foul on the Bulldogs. That's going to be Sam Johnson with his second of the game, but it could be super costly at 34 seconds remaining. Spartans already up 47-45 from that last muff a moment ago. And going to the stripe, Hunter Allen. First shot rattles around and down. 48-45 now. Allen could be close to icing the game. And remember, the Spartans are in the bonus as well. Second shot rolls off the rim. Not good. Still leading by three are the Spartans. 48-45. 30 seconds remaining. Cade Kaiser with the ball. Hands it back to Grunkmeyer. The Bulldogs have to have 3 points. They have 24 seconds to get it, and they have another timeout on the floor. Wow. We will compose ourselves and get back in 30 seconds for the exciting conclusion of this one on WRBI 103.9 FM and the new WRBI app.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
What an exciting matchup we have in this nightcap of our Batesville doubleheader on WRBI today. Earlier it was the Bulldog girls losing to Greensburg 59-46, although they did put up a heck of a fight for most of that game. It was just too much Greensburg to handle as the Bulldogs dropped one. And again, the girls' sectional draw is coming up on Sunday. Should be exciting no matter who you are. 24.1 seconds left here. 48-45 in the boys' game. Kate Kaiser to inbound for Batesville. And a three from Sam Johnson. Crawls off the rim and not good. Into the hands of Kevin Seeley of Connorsville, who is fouled, they say, as he came down with it. Looks like this will be charged to Braden Maple. It is. It's Braden's first foul of the game. It's Kevin Seeley going to the stripe. 19 seconds on the clock. He could ice it. He may have right there with the first one good. 49-45. That's going to be very difficult to come back from. Second one's off the rim. Doesn't matter. And Kate Kaiser gets the rebound. Goes to Grunkmeyer. Now it's Gus Prickle driving in for a layup. He is fouled. Clock stops at 10.6 seconds remaining. Going to have to make them both. Some pressure on Prickle here. Gus has a three in each of the third and fourth quarters. That's the second foul on Jaden Peterson tonight. First free throw away. Good. Prickle hits his seventh point of the night. It's now 49-46. Second shot up off the side of the rim intentionally, and Sam Johnson can't recover it. But it goes off the Spartans, according to the officials. So it's Batesville ball in their front court with 9.4 seconds remaining in regulation. Timeout for Coach McDonough and the Spartans. And Keegan, what do you think? What are they going to do here?
They're going to go for that last second three. They had a nice idea there. Missed the second free throw on purpose. Get it out there to number 30, Sam Johnson, who was going to try to make a three if that ball wasn't tipped by Kevin Seeley out of bounds.
Yeah.
That would be an inbounds pass. See if they get a nice three. Probably from Sam Johnson again.
It was tipped just enough that Sam could not get a handle and launch his trademark tray. And Sam does have two of them in the first half tonight. He's also got a pair of two-point buckets, total of 10 points on the game. And this has been an unusual number of threes for both teams tonight. And, wow, Connersville really got it going with them. Again, Brady Cloyd in that first half, four of them, three in the second quarter. He has not fired a shot of any kind in this second half. Cloyd has been silenced, and that may be what's allowing Batesville to stay close enough.
I think Batesville's idea in the halftime locker room was to not let Brady Cloyd beat us. Let somebody else try and beat us.
Uh-huh. And everybody else is trying really hard. So yeah. 9.4 seconds remain on the clock for the Batesville Bulldogs, trailing 49-46. We know the shots they have to have, but so do the Connersville Spartans. This will be very interesting. Remember, it's a 40-year-plus legendary coach, David McDonough, who has taken over at Connersville. And again, he didn't want to talk about the coming year. He wanted to talk about tonight as the most important game, and it's turning out to be exactly that. Kate Kaiser to inbound now for Batesville. He goes to Sam Johnson. Behind his back, has it knocked away, and that's going to do it. The Bulldogs almost get a steal. Coach Garrett claims they were fouled. 0.4 seconds remain. And a foul is going to be charged to the Bulldogs, to Jack Grunkmeyer.
He does have a good claim. I thought he might have gotten fouled there.
And that knocks Grunk out for the final 0.4. Trent Lures comes back in. Jaden Peterson on the stripe for two free throws. First one's up and not good. But it won't matter because the Spartans are up three with less than half a second on the clock. Wow. Contested call or non-call down there. And I hope we can get Coach Garrett to come talk to us. Peterson hits the second shot to make it a four-point game, and that's how it ends. Connersville celebrating big time here in the Batesville gym as the Spartans upset, knock off the Bulldogs 50-46. Wow. Keegan Hagg and I will be back to recap it for you as best we can as this stunned Bulldog crowd gets up and starts to head out. Wow. What a game it was, and we're so glad to be able to have brought it to you on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With the holidays behind us, now's the time to focus on the one person you've probably been neglecting lately, you. If you haven't scheduled an annual appointment with your primary care provider in 2024, what are you waiting for? Seeing your provider once a year is a great way to review health concerns and discuss tips to stay well. At Margaret Mary Health, their primary care providers are accepting new patients in Batesville, Brookville, Osgood, and Milan. To find a provider near you, visit them online at mmhealth.org.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back at Batesville High, where the stunned Bulldog fans are slowly filing out, and the Connersville Spartan fans are thrilled to be heading back home with a victory. Their fourth of the season for this boys team, and Connersville has, as we mentioned, come under the tutelage of legendary coach David McDonough, and Keegan is clearly paying off. The Spartans had things down tonight and really stymied this Bulldog club, especially in the second half.
It sure is. They played inspired basketball. You could tell from the first tip, they knew they had this game. They could win this game. They didn't care that Batesville was 9-3. They didn't care they lost 9 in a row. Like you said, head coach said, he's worried about tonight's game and tonight's game only, and he proved that with his play tonight.
He sure did, and he's going to be working those players to duplicate this sort of contest throughout the rest of the season and certainly into next year. Watch out for a big comeback by Connersville in the coming several weeks and next season. And we should note the scoring in tonight's ballgame unofficially. Yeah, we did have 9 points for the Spartans in the fourth quarter to 6 for the Bulldogs. 13 in the third quarter for the Bulldogs to only 8 for the Spartans. That's where we ended the third at 41-40. Connersville and Batesville could have come on at that point and made something happen, gotten themselves the win, but no, they did not. And again, the final 50-46. For Batesville, they ended up with only one man in double figures unofficially. That was Sam Johnson with 10 points. Two threes and a two in that first half. Only a bucket in the third quarter for the rest of his scoring tonight. 9 points all from three-point range for Trenton Lures. Two of them in the second quarter, one in the third. There were nine also for Cade Kaiser with three buckets, a fourth, and a free throw. Then it was 8 points all in the first half for Sam Johnson. Two in the third made it 10 as Sam becomes the leading scorer for Batesville, but not by as much as he would like. And Coach Garrett is up here to join us. And Keegan, let's give Coach the headset and check in with him. Coach, that was a wild ball game, and the Spartans got one from you. Your thoughts overall?
Jim, I'm not very pleased.
That would be an understatement, yes, sir.
And all credit goes to Connersville. They had more enthusiasm and energy from the get-go. The ball was moving. They were sharing the basketball. They were taking care of the basketball. And we never matched their effort level, enthusiasm level. And we, at halftime, we were 5 of 19 from 3. We had taken 19 threes at half in terms of just settling for it. Instead of attacking a junk defense and moving the basketball, continue to make them rotate and find the creases to attack and the gaps where they're open, we just kept slinging it. Now, the tough thing is with this group is we were one of our first 10. So we were 4 of 9 on our last attempts in the half. And that's better than you're approaching 50% mark there. And that's solid 3-point shooting. But we were never tight in any aspect of the basketball game. And I drove these guys hard all week in terms of coming off that Greensburg win because I had a feeling in Connersville, yes, their record, as you and I talked in the pregame, they play a tough schedule.
They had
Greensburg beat in a couple weeks ago in terms of an opportunity to even win that one late, and they made us pay. And when you can't have late game critical errors and expect to win a basketball game, we fight like crazy. We get the ball, we have control of it. Tie basketball game, we control our own destiny, and we throw it away. And then they score, and we fight back again. Had a couple good looks there, and if we need a shot, yep, it's going to be. All these guys are capable, and we had a play there at the end. Sam got a good look on the sideline out of bounds, the last sideline out of bounds we played there. Four different looks come open. The first one goes to Sam in terms of his ability to convert the basketball. But we just had a rough night, and nights like this happen. the really excellent teams, exceptional teams, special teams, they're able to overcome this and still get a win. But this, the good thing is, for the most part, we still can control our destiny in terms of the conference, because Connors already has some losses. Greensburg obviously has one loss. We have some conference teams to play in terms of specifically East Central that we would have to get a win against. So our goals are still out there. But this is without question a disappointing one to drop.
And coming up next Friday, you've got North Decatur as one of those ball games.
And these young guys are going to understand. North Decatur will come in here just as enthusiastic as Connorsville was tonight. Batesville's having a good year. It's historically a good program. People get up to play us, and we got to get up to compete. And I know Jack wasn't very happy in terms of there in the post-game locker room, and we need some of that. It's got to, at some point, got to come from within the team, not from the coaching staff, but from in the player ranks, to get this thing figured out and to slow down, control our destiny, be strong with the basketball, pass and pivot, some of those basic fundamental plays that we go over and over and over at practice, and we're just going to keep ratcheting it up until it's so uncomfortable for them, they'll concentrate and take care of the basketball and do those things that lead to wins. It's an easy formula, and we're not close to executing it, and that was on display tonight.
So implementing the formula is going to be key for you. Is there a way to defend a hot three-point shooter when it's hot? In that second quarter, Brady Cloyd seemed to really nail that half, certainly, and maybe the game for Connorsville with his consecutive three-pointers going down.
Well, we showed in the second half. They were 7-8 from three from in the first half at the halftime break. They didn't hit another three because we were concentrated and
right,
we were connected.
Right.
We had Cade, for the most part, in the middle, control the middle. And Cade's got to be able to control that middle. When it's Jack in the middle, he's got to be able to control that middle. And that way our wings and our guards can flare out and get to those open shooters. And that's what was going wrong in the first half, in terms of giving some of those open looks, in terms of the breakdown.
And Keegan, a thought or two for Coach?
Listen, after this game, you're going to be inspired, like you said, to go back and try it all again. How do you rebound from this moving forward?
A lot of hard work. Hard work is always the answer. Concentrated effort. And this has been a good group. And trust me, we'll get their attention. We'll have their attention. And then guys are going to have to produce. And if that means shuffling lineups, if that means giving some young guys an opportunity to see what they can do, because I'm not going to continue to watch the ball just be thrown away time after time. Because once I think we have it fixed, it rears its ugly head. And we had six straight possessions there in this game in the second half where we simply threw the basketball game away. We threw the basketball away. And you can't win a basketball game, especially against a well-coached team, when you're throwing the basketball to the other team and really through no effort of the other team. And that is going to get solved no matter who can solve it in terms of if we have to run every time there's a turnover, unforced turnover. There's going to be turnovers in a basketball game because guys make aggressive plays. There's the opponent also is trying to stop and make plays and are aggressive and athletic and have schemes and rotations in. But the unforced turnovers, I'll leave it at that.
Same thing as in many other sports. Tennis is one where you have unforced errors, and of course, hoops are as well. Coach, thanks so much for joining us, and sorry it went that way for you, but we'll see you Monday night for Coach's Corner.
Thank you,
thanks
guys.
So much, as always. It's Coach Aaron Garrett, and we'll be right back to wrap this thing up from Batesville High in just one moment. Again, our final score, it was 50-46, Connorsville with the victory on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams and Keegan Hag back at a quiet baseball gym now where it's the 104th year of basketball. And Keegan, we saw a wild one tonight. Coach Garrett certainly upset with the way his ball club played. I'm pretty sure they are not going to do some of the things they did tonight anytime again soon. And, of course, he'll talk more about it on Coach's Corner on Monday from Isons. But what did you see here, and what do you think about the Bulldogs going forward?
I think they'll definitely be inspired going forward. I think this is one of those teams you could take lightly. And if you take them lightly, they'll beat you. That's exactly what happened tonight. You could tell how unhappy Coach was. All those unforced errors at the end of the second half. I think this game was won on that inbounds turnover. Tied at 45, 30 seconds to go. Yep. Throws an inbounds, steal, bucket. That was the ball game.
That was it. And Keegan, we thank you so much for joining us, and great to have you on board.
Thank you for having me, of course.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. And we do want to remind everybody that Coach's Corner is coming up Monday night at 6. Terrence will have a whole lot to talk about with a whole lot of coaches besides Coach Garrett. We've also got games on Tuesday, including the Jacksonville girls at South Ripley. And then on Thursday, the Switzerland County girls at Oldenburg Academy. Then on Friday, it's going to be North Decatur boys at Batesville right here. That should be very interesting indeed. And then next Saturday, the Batesville boys go to Hauser. So we have another great week of hoops for you on WRBI. We hope you'll join us for all of it. Again, our thanks to Keegan Hag for stepping in tonight to provide some color commentary, and thanks as always to our fabulous sponsors, including Nobby Mower Shop, Affinity Graphics and Tees, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Hurt and Elko, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Margaret Mary Health, JC Bank, Runs Gutzwiller, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Gehrings, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Great Plains Communication, and Ivy Tech Community College. Thanks most of all to our leader and chief who is helping us out with the ball game in the studio tonight, the great Brent Lee. I'm Jim Williams for Keegan Hag. Thanks so much for being with us at Batesville High, and we will next talk to you Monday morning on WRBI and from Isons on Coach's Corner. Terrence Arney will be there Monday night. So long, everybody.